We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. This is just sad audio. I'm not trying to speak on anything. I honestly don't even care like what you think's the right or wrong thing. I mean, you can comment if you want, but my point is, it's insane. I remember being in high school. I graduated from 2004, and I remember like Columbine High School. There's a shooting. And I was like, oh my God, how could that happen? It's like, that's a one-off. It'll never happen again. But every day, it's like, even in the Need to Know News, I'm like, do I talk about this school shooting? Only 3 people died. Isn't that sad that we do that? But this audio I heard of this kid, his name's Nate Holly. He's a 12-year-old, I believe. And he was in the school. He wasn't actually in a room that got shot, where kids got shot, but he was in the same school, and that happened in on Denver, I believe, on Tuesday. And listen to him. He was on the news just talking about how he was ready to go out fighting, a 12-year-old.
They shot out the doors, and I heard the gunshots, and I just kind of froze. And then the siren came on, and the teacher had us hide behind her desk. And when the shooter got closer, she moved us into the closet, and they were right outside the door. I had my hand on the metal baseball bat just in case, because I was going to go down fighting if I was going to go down.
I don't know if I want to cry or just be incredibly pissed off that a 12-year-old has to think, if I got to go down fighting.
Terrifying.
I can't imagine. I can't. I got a little bro, Michael. I get to do the Big Brothers Big Sisters program, and I know, Alex, you do a lot with CASA. You're around kids, and what do we think about that when we were 12?
I was not that brave at 12 years old, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, Liz's absolutely like, I'll hide not behind Joe, but it's just sad. I don't know, I wish, I don't have the answer, which maybe I'm part of the problem, I don't have an answer, but I just wish there was something that we wouldn't have to even have these conversations.
Right.
That's all I really have to say. Do you have anything you wanted to say to anybody else, or? I mean, that's pretty much all I had.
Yeah, okay. Just so sad, and that boy is just incredible.
All right, well, let's change it up. Let's talk about a high schooler, but a dumb one, okay? How about a really dumb one? A Kentucky high schooler went to court to sue the Northern Kentucky Health Department after he was released from playing basketball because, well, he wasn't vaccinated against chickenpox. Now, I believe when I was reading this article more in depth, he's Catholic, but he's really ultra-Catholic, or some like to the extreme, that they believe that the vaccinations for chickenpox, I think it was taken from like a aborted fetus, like the stem cell, like way back in the day. So obviously they're against abortion.
Okay, got
so they're
it
against this.
That's interesting. I don't think I knew that.
I never even heard of that before. Either. But that when I was reading this article, I'm like, okay. I mean, I guess I get it, but it's like it's also modern medicine that'll help you from things.
And it's the Catholic school that is mad?
Well, they had a thing saying because they were having a really bad outbreak of chickenpox.
That'll
Alex
be interesting in court.
Well, here's what happened. It already did. What went down was he wasn't vaccinated, so they kicked him off the team. And for nearly 2 months at this Northern High School, the Northern Kentucky Health Department issued a thing saying that, hey, the chickenpox are so bad that you can't like come to school and you can't play basketball until you get vaccinated. His family's like, no, we have a religious belief. We're not going to do it. Well, guess what he had this past week?
Chickenpox.
He has chickenpox, so he'll be able to come back
what
to school in a
school
week.
Oh,
I'm gonna have to look up more into it. No, it's a Kentucky high school, Northern Kentucky.
That's literally where I'm from.
Well, that
I'll
makes
look
a lot
it up
of sense.
On my own time.
Yeah, he. let's see here. He came down the illness, and he says he's fine. He's just a little itchy. I mean, I get the religious thing, but God, like people. Anything
against
anti-vaccine,
so
I think you're so stupid.
I never had chickenpox.
Were you vaccinated, Joe?
Yes.
You were for chickenpox? I felt like it didn't come out until...
I'm pretty sure. Like, my mom was a nurse, so I have things that I don't even think I need to be shot into me that I did.
Because none of my sisters... I was
here,
vaccinated, but 3 of my sisters weren't, because I guess, like, it wasn't out yet or something.
Okay.
And so I never got chickenpox, but all 3 of my sisters did.
But did you get the shot, though, the little vaccination?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I got the vaccination.
Yeah, that's no fun. All right, now this is something we're going to talk about this later on the show. Okay, I'll tell you that for sure. If you can't be here, check out the podcast. Just search for the Joe and Alex Show. But this person would be a hero. Some would call me a hero too because I've been standing up to unfair treatment here at work, and this person did it in their city, in Philadelphia. Somebody that's unknown wanted to call attention to the city's pothole problem that needed to be fixed. After going on an extended period of time with no repair, they spray painted a large wiener next to this giant pothole. The next day, a city worker covered up the graffiti, and yesterday the city promised that they would do something. Here's some local citizens kind of throwing in their 2 cents.
So you can make out what that is right there, right?
Yeah, it's a hard to miss.
I feel like it's ridiculous. It's horrible. I mean, I understand, you know, that we needed...
Did you see here how she said ridiculous? That's kind of funny. Just throwing that
out. Oh, yeah.
The streets need to be fixed, but this right here don't make no sense.
I think it's ridiculous that the city, you know, it's the only time you get them to respond.
And that's the thing. Obviously, you don't draw wieners out there. That's not appropriate. What are you going to do?
It's genius.
Sometimes a squeaky wheel gets the grease. We'll
it's
talk
a power
about that.
Move.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
You know what I'm going to do around here if we don't get these thermostats fixed? Start drawing D's everywhere. I'm going to start throwing, well, actually, now everybody knows my plan. I would never do that. All right, Walmart, they're going to raise the age to purchase tobacco products to 21 in its stores starting July 1st. The retail giant will also discontinue the sale of fruit and dessert-flavored e-cigarettes. The move comes as the regulations are happening in the industry and political pressure to curb a surge in teenage use of e-cigarettes. How do you feel about that? I think smoking's stupid. Just like me being morbidly obese and eating junk food, like I do it. I'm not saying I don't, but I know it's killing me. I've lost years. I'll never get back because of how overweight I am.
Uh-huh.
But isn't that my choice? But then you bring in the insurance, like I'm sure I jack up rates. I guess I can see your counterpoint to that. But if you want to be 18 and smoke and you want to be stupid, don't you have the right to be dumb and smoke and get lung cancer?
Well, what we need to do is criminalize cigarettes and decriminalize marijuana.
That's
what I think.
Line it up, choke it up.
That's absolutely what I think.
I think everything should be decriminalized.
Why do we need to criminalize cigarettes?
It's absolutely terrible for you.
Okay.
It has way worse effects on the human body than marijuana
does.
Well, yeah, I mean,
anything in your body is not good, though.
And also, if we're comparing like cigarettes and marijuana, like I don't like. Why does it have to be one or the other?
Because I think cigarettes are terrible. Like tobacco is terrible for you.
Yeah, but I mean, alcohol is also bad too. It kills people from drinking and driving.
That
ruins
does
your
too.
Liver. I mean,
it doesn't make sense to me.
Tanning beds aren't illegal.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me that alcohol is legal and marijuana isn't. I don't get that.
I think it all should be legal. Let me do my thing. Let me have my rights. If I want to be a drunk idiot, let me be a drunk idiot. As long as I don't run into the back of your Jeep from Champion Crest or Jeep Dodge Ram that you parked out on the street and then somebody totaled. Is that a personal story? My bad.
I was going to say, isn't it illegal because it impairs you?
But
cigarettes don't.
Right, cigarettes don't. So I think
that's
why
they're not
illegal.
Well, I guess the debate is like one beer is not going to impair me. But Alex, watch out. Like when you take a hit of weed, I guess I can automatically, I don't know.
Talking from experience?
I really don't. I mean, does just one hit do something?
Yes.
Okay.
You're talking from experience?
Yes. I literally told you guys a million times.
Yeah,
I used to eat the roach in high school.
I just wanted to hear if you admit that again. Hey man, no, throw that away. I'll eat that. I'm hungry.
Not all the time. A few times in my life.
I feel like it was every time. Now you're just covering it up. We're going to call you. It's the Joan Roach Show. All right. Sports. The Warriors beat the Rockets 104-99 last night. Boo! Game 6. Rockets got to win that one.
I'm nervous.
Tomorrow night in H-Town.
I've been very confident this whole time. I'm starting to sweat.
The series, the home team wins. So maybe the Rockets can win at Game 6.
I don't know. Also, the Celtics lost. Last night, they're out.
Yeah, the Bucks. Suck it, Boston.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not very surprised. Mm-hmm. Kyrie is not he has not seemed like he's cared at all, which makes me think he's going to the Knicks.
No, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know a lot about sports, but okay.
Kyrie, there's a lot of rumors that Kyrie and KD are going to be going to the Knicks.
Ooh, all right.
That's all you need to know.
That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.